Hello, this is Cameron with Five Gym Plumbing.
Cameron, it's Amy Nelson from Local Splash. Hey. How are you?
Good. How about
it? Is this a good time?
Yeah, this is a good time.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So I was just calling to go over everything with you. I'm not sure how far Ruben got. Did he explain anything about Google Guarantee to you?
No.
Okay, no worries. Have you ever seen it when you do a search on Google and it pops up at the very top of the page?
Yes.
Okay, so for your category for plumbing, it does pop up and it is available. Now, you have business license and insurance, right? I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. What's that?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful. And just to double check, can you pass the background check?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Do you have $250?
I do.
Okay, $250 application fee. So the way that it works is like this. Google Gear guarantees you as a quality service provider for the Google Guarantee section on the first page of Google. There is a vetting process. There's a one-time $250 application fee that is non-refundable, and what that goes for is to get you completely background checked. Now, how many face-to-face employees do you have, hon?
So I have two.
Two?
Well, I guess it depends, like, on the third thickness, because they each have a helper as well.
Do they go out and make bids on the jobs, or do you only do that?
I only do that.
Okay, then you don't want them on the application. If you're the only one who does it, then we want to keep it very clean. Okay, so the way it works is like this. Google will go ahead and send you the application fee, and we will conduct a background check and process the application. Full disclosure, the maximum amount of time, which it doesn't usually take this long, but the maximum amount of time that it takes to get the background check and get Google Guarantee approval is 4 to 6 weeks. Again, I see it happen sooner than that all the time. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved and Google goes ahead and allows us to verify you and your Google Guarantee ad is live, it's going to guarantee that you're getting quality leads. So what Google is doing is they're acting as a partner to your company, and they're going to go ahead and guarantee the general public, hey, 5J is a top recommended option by Google. So much so to the fact that Google is willing to put their money where their mouth is, meaning that if there was ever an issue with your work and the client complained directly to Google, Google would actually pay them out additional $2,000 worth of insurance on top of whatever your insurance already covers for your company. Okay?
I don't understand. Like if they complain and my insurance is involved.
So say there was a problem with the service that you provided them, and it was, you know, it was a serious situation. Obviously, if there's any type of situation
right.
with your work, you're going to try to make it right before you even need to call your insurance. I mean,
exactly.
Most business owners are going to say, hey, what can we do? Let me fix this. They're not
right.
just going to automatically charge their insurance, because that's going to crank your rates. Like, and you seem like a pretty smart guy to me. So obviously, you're going to try to take care of it on your own, right? But we all know that in the world, there's those crazy people. That you just can't make happy, right?
Right.
So if you ran into one of those kind of people, okay, Google acts as a partner to your company. The reason that they have this vetting process in the first place is because they're promising the general public that 5J is a top recommended option, but also they act as a partner to your company. So if you had a situation where you needed to call your insurance and put a claim against your insurance based on something that had happened with a client, then you're obviously going to do that to avoid losing your licensing or whatever. But that person also has the ability to complain to Google themselves because Google guaranteed your work.
Gotcha.
So Google acts as a partner to you and backs you up, okay? I've never seen anybody need it. But that is the guarantee of Google, okay, to the clients.
Sure, okay.
Now, what they're doing for you, what they're guaranteeing for you, right, is they're guaranteeing you qualified quality leads. So what that means, I mean, like, have you ever experienced anything with, like, Angie's List or HomeAdvisor?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know all the ups and downs and in and outs, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly about that, right? Like how sometimes qualified leads, sometimes unqualified leads, sometimes rotating costs, XYZ. You know all of that. So with that being said, Google built Google Guarantee to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. What I mean by that specifically is all those things that you can't stand about dealing with pay-per-lead services has been made right with this. So when you're listed as a Google Guarantee provider, the clients are contacting you directly. You're not chasing the client down. So the client's gone to Google. They've determined you're the company that they want to work with because they clicked on your profile, they've looked at your website, they've read your reviews, they see that you're a guaranteed provider, and they reach out to you directly. So the first thing is lead exclusivity. You're not sharing the lead, okay?
Okay.
The second thing is instead of you chasing the client down, being handed a lead or a phone number or, hey, this person might be interested in something to do with plumbing, like this person has read the services that you provide and they've actually chosen to contact you directly. So it's a real live human being on the other end of the phone. In addition to that, Google actually records. We assign you a specific Google call tracking number because all these calls are recorded. The purpose of recording the Google Guarantee calls is because of authenticity purposes. So if it was a sales or solicitation call, you wouldn't be charged. If it was somebody seeking employment with your company, Cameron, you would not be charged. If it was somebody who was asking for a service that was not listed on your profile and you declined the job, you would not be charged. If they happen to ask for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, again, you would not be charged. You'll only be charged in the two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead, which is if you give estimate over the phone or you give face-to-face appointments to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two times Google considers it a qualified call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, getting down to the cost, your lead cost, let me see here. It's locked in at $33.33 per lead. Okay?
Right.
It doesn't go up or change. It doesn't matter if you land a $10,000 plumbing job. The price never increases. The way it works is like this. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. So if you choose to move forward with Google Guarantee, you would pay the $250 today. We would go ahead. We would send you the application fee. The application, we give you approximately 24 to 48 hours with said application and to fill it out, upload the proper documents that we need, and then we do a really quick client interview. It takes about 10, 15 minutes with the technician, Ivan. He's just going to cross the T's, dot the I's, make sure we have everything we need. We submit the application. As soon as your Google Guarantee approves, we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Your minimum monthly budget is $435. Now, $435 gives you 13 Google Guaranteed leads per month at $33.33 per lead. That's approximately 3 leads a week. The way it works is like this. We cut the leads on. You take on those first couple of leads. You can keep it at only 13 leads per month if you want with about 3 leads a week, or you can increase or decrease it as you see fit. Say you take on those first couple of leads, and then you get booked out. Right? Maybe you're booked out for a couple of weeks and you know that you're not going to be able to take on any more leads. You call in and you pause it. It's not like Home Advisor where it automatically comes unpaused or you accidentally get charged. Okay? You're literally on pause until you call back in to unpause it. So that lead budget rolls over to the following month. You're not just automatically charged. Okay?
Okay.
If you want to increase it, say you, and this is what happens to most of my clients, within the first 30 days, the majority of them go ahead and increase the budget. So say you want to take on 6 leads a week, or you want to take on 13 leads a week, then you can increase that budget. Once you exhaust the budget, then you can increase it ad infinitum. Some guys like to say, you know what, I'm just going to set a $2,000 budget a month, however many leads that gets me, cool. Or some guys say, I want 40 leads per month. End of story. Whatever that costs is what I'm going to pay. So it's really up to you, and you're in control of the entire thing. Plus, you get tracking and reporting with the local splash a dashboard. You have access to all the call recordings. Anytime there's a dispute, we take care of that for you, which is very rare that there's even a dispute because, like I said, you're not even charged for those instances of unqualified calls. But in the event that there was one that was unqualified, we take care of that for you. We deal with the Google team directly. In addition to that, I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact.
Okay. So I guess you work kind of for Local Splash?
I am with Local Splash, yes. I've been with Local
okay.
Splash for 8 years.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the only issue I have is, like, I mean, I've been with y'all for 2 months now, and, I mean, I'd say my ranking is not even on the map now. Like, I was, like, number 5, and then I went down to number 7, and now I'm not even anywhere.
Okay. All right.
So I guess I can guarantee what I have to, like, get that back on there and at least get back on
We're continuing to work on that for you. Absolutely, 100%. We're continuing to work on that for you. That's not something that we're going to let up on at all. The Google Guarantee is a separate service. It's separate from what you've got going on already. If you chose to go strictly only Google Guarantee and let go of the Google Local Map listing, you do always have the ability to do that. I don't suggest that until, you know, after you've been completely approved in the event that you wanted to do that. But with this, we're always and continuing to work on your Google listing as well as all of the services. So I'm looking here. Okay, so let me see what the notes say. Yeah, they have the Google call in. They have the Google call in since this morning. They've been working on what's going on with your Google business profile and the support team. Let me see. Re-verify. Okay. Yeah, they've got it in with the Google support team. They actually took care of that this morning, so we're just waiting on response from that.
Okay.
I guess typically how long does it take for a response?
I'm not on that side of the building, but what I believe is within 7 to 10 days. I think that's usually about normal. But like, we received your request, we're working on it. We will be happy to share any updates with you in the next 24 to 48 business hours. Okay, so it's even faster than I thought.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I just kind of want to maybe hold off until I get something kind of, not in return, but like, I'm hoping that the Local Splash thing kind of pulls through. And if not, then I'm going to have to, you know, find something else that's going to work for me.
Sure. I understand completely.
I understand it's a different platform and everything like that.
Yeah. It's completely different. I understand completely what you're saying. You know, you want to know that the money that you've spent is already working towards something, and you want to make sure that, you know, you're not spending money in vain and that it's not going to work. Google Guarantee is a completely separate program. It's a completely separate thing. So in my personal opinion, it's my very favorite product. It's like the cure to cancer as far as I'm concerned, personally. That's how I personally feel about it. Because there's just so many different pieces of the puzzle that are included and go ahead and take care of so many problems that you guys face, especially when you're just starting out, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Let me see if there's anything. Hold on. Okay. Let me see here. I'm going to ask this director a question on your behalf and see if he will allow me any wiggle room. So give me just a second, will you, Cameron?
Okay. That sounds great.
I'm just still typing. trying to see if I can get something. I have an idea, but I have to get permission, and I don't want to tell you about it until I have the permission. So give me just a second.
Just because, like, I've been trying to get verified for, like, months on end, and finally I got the letter and entered it in, and then, like, it said verified, and then all of a sudden my page is completely gone, and it's like, what in the heck?
So, well, that's why we have the – getting that restored is not a problem for us. That's what we have – why we have the Google Premier partnership. But I understand you as the consumer, you want to know, like, what in the heck? Like, exactly what you just said. Like, what in the – you know, what in the world? Like, I have the page. I put it in. What's the problem? But to – believe it or not, like, a lot of people in your situation, they're in that situation, and they have no recourse because they're not working with a premier partner. So they have nobody to go back to Google and say, hey, what's going on with this? They're trying to communicate with Google directly, which if you've ever tried to do that on your own, it's a little bit of a nightmare, okay? They don't make it easy. So with that being said, that's what we're taking care of for you. And I understand from your end, you're like, hey, I paid this money. Where's my results? Like, what is going on over here? Believe it or not, if you did this completely on your own, you would be having an even harder time than it seems like we're having. But this is just the protocols and things that Google has gone through in order to actually verify businesses. Once you're listed there and we get it going, there's no problem, okay?
Right. That's good. Just because I was like number 5 on the rankings,
right,
and then I'm like, geez, what did I do? So, I mean, I do have a guy I used to work with that does Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
He's not far from me, actually. He said it's all right. He said he likes it okay.
Right. It works really good. I'm telling you, I haven't let me send for verification, see if we can speed it up. Okay. Okay, I've got the director on it. Okay. Okay, perfect. He's gonna personally get a verification. See if he can speed it up for you. Hold on, perfect. Okay. I'm asking for another favor. Let me see here. What I'm hoping is that he's going to allow me to do something special for you based on the fact that it has been, you know, it has been a little while. Let me see here. When he started, he was 5th on the map in his area. Okay. Cool. I can give you a, if you want to take advantage of this with the $250 application fee, he's going to allow me to give you a full service credit for the next month. So instead of you paying on May 10th, the $199 for the local listing, you wouldn't pay again until June 10th at the $199 for the local listing. So we're going to work for an entire, like almost, let's see, almost 6 weeks for free for you to get that, while we get that Google business verified and get that situation sorted out, and then we can also be working on the Google guarantee if you want to do that.
Okay.
So I would charge you the $250 app fee today, and then I'm going to have him go, I'm going to send you the app, and we're going to go through that, and then I'm going to have him apply a full service credit for you, and your next payment would come June 10th. Is that fair? Oh, you're breaking up on me a little bit. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure. All right, so let me go ahead and do this. So, dun-dun-dun. Let me just get rid of this. I think that's only fair. And like I said, I didn't want to tell you about it before, just because I like to make sure I get full permission. And he has to double check the account and make sure you haven't gotten any service credits yet before we offer that. Because believe it or not, some people try to, like, just get it all for free. And you're not trying to do that at all. You just want it to work. Like, and that's 100%, like, makes 100% sense. You know what I mean? Like, okay. So I have a visa ending in 4609. That's the card we're going to charge for the application fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's going through now. You will receive that here in just a moment. You will go ahead and receive the invoice for that. Via text and via email, we're going to go ahead and send over also the application. Now, let me take a look at the services that you have with this, because I also believe that I'm going to be able to give you a website upgrade. Hold on. Let me just take a look for free. So let me do this. Application's coming over. Your website's through us, right, Cameron?
No, ma'am. I have my own website.
Oh, it's like, not? Okay.
It's linked to...
I see it here. Okay.
Vista Print.
Okay. Are you completely happy with this website?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I mean,
okay.
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay. All right. So the only reason I ask is we can't do custom website upgrade if you choose, and it will be Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized. We can write the content straight to your domain. And then anytime there's an update or a change or anything in the account, it would automatically update and change throughout that website as well. But if you're totally happy with your website, then we don't want to make any changes to that. Okay. It's up to you. You have the option.
Well,
for that.
But that requires me to kind of stay with Local Splash long term, or
well,
how does that work?
Well, it doesn't require that. I mean, you can. I understand what you're saying. So, if you ever left Local Splash, yes, you can continue hosting the content with us. I think it's $49. If you have the, if you say you drop the local service program and you only keep the Google guaranteed, that website, the custom website's free. It's included as one of those services. Those custom services is included with the Google guarantee. So it would really just kind of be up to you on that. Okay.
Okay. And then what about, like, if I do stay with y'all, or if I was able to get the website converted over,
mm-hmm.
Would I have the same domain name, because I have it on all my business cards?
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to give us the credentials to go in and write the content to the domain. Yes, sir.
All right. I guess on that part, let me think about it.
I'm just going to put it here in the notes that it is something that you want to think about, and for them to review it with you during client interview with the technician. And then at that point, if you can move, I'm notating it so you can move forward with it at any time. It's called Custom My Site. So if you decide in 6 weeks, you know what, I want to take Amy up on her offer, you could just call in and say, I want the Custom My Site. Amy included it with the services. Or you could contact me directly and I'll take care of it for you. I'm actually going to send out a text with my direct phone number and extension line now to your cell phone. I sent the application over to you as well, text as well as email. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to set your client interview. So your job is to take that application and upload the proper documents. So it's going to be business license, insurance, driver's license, social security number, and EIN number. Okay.
Okay.
We give you 24 to 48 hours depending on how busy or how much time you need with it. If you need longer, we can give you longer, but we like your money to start working for you immediately. So can you dedicate a few minutes to your application tonight and I can set your client interview for tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon?
Are we able to set it for like Monday? Because tomorrow I'll be kind of out of pocket.
No worries.
I'm in a bad service there where I'm working.
Got it. Monday, what time?
Say 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock your time? Okay.
your spam.
Okay, so you're going to get an email that's going to say GGCIEN for client interview. It's going to have your first and last name, and it's going to drop directly into your Google Calendar. So with this, Cameron, you're going to get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you were unable to keep that appointment time, we ask that you please call or text us back in immediately so we can reschedule you right away. Your only job is to get the client, if you get, say you go tonight and you go ahead and get the application uploaded and you get it completed, then we're going to begin submitting it and working on it right away, even before we get that client interview underway. So the sooner you get us the application, the sooner you're going to see results, okay? Okay, perfect. So everything is set. And we are good to go on this. I'm going to go ahead and have him apply the service credit for that. Okay. And if you have any questions, you have my direct phone number and extension line.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Have a good day. Bye.